The meeting is now called to order at 7:15. Those in attendance are Yvonne Nass,
Angela Anthony,
Chanda Gilmore,
Zeke Allenson,
Cordy Fox,
Kiara Pinola-Beck,
Erin Carroll,
Beth Carter,
Janine Salomon,
Wayne Sims,
Aubrey Phillips.
Thank you very much. The first item on our agenda is the approval of the July 27th minutes. Are there any corrections or additions?
Yvonne, since we just got the revised, can we just take like 30 seconds to...
Oh, I thought she said they were just grammatical corrections.
Okay,
and
okay.
Not content.
Not content,
correction.
Okay. So,
I didn't change
so
any
then
content.
We're fine.
I,
okay, so I was
literally.
Fine with content.
Just grammatical.
All right.
So if you've already read them.
Yep.
So when, are you ready, or do you need more time, or are you good?
I'm good.
Okay, I have a motion to accept.
I'll make a motion to accept.
I'll second it.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Ones opposed, and the minutes are accepted. Okay. The next thing on the agenda is the finance report. That was sent out today because we met this morning, so I hope you all had an opportunity to read it. We will be approving the monthly report and then the preliminary budget for next year. So,
so let's start with the preliminary. I like to work off of the web report. For me, it's the easiest way to look at it.
That's the last page of the report, in case you all have to find it.
So we just discussed this for the first time this morning, at least that I was involved in. So Courtney, Dwayne, anyone who wants to chime in, please do so. I understand there's 10 new staff people in this year's budget that our normal approach of trying to be conservative on budgeting local revenues, we can't really go with this year because we're submitting our charter renewal app, and they want a five-year projection in that, which starts with this year's budget, and they want it to be at 100% as accurate as possible. So on the salary lines, the operational lines, where we might have been at, like, say, on the local side, we might have been at, like, 98% last year. This year, that is budgeted at the full amount, and we just got those numbers today, the local budget numbers. And they all, actually, in Newcastle County, three of the four went up. Colonial went down, the per student numbers, and the net is a small increase in funding from the local districts. And on the state side, we tried to be a little bit conservative on the revenue by not advancing anyone on the step increases on the salary scale, so that hopefully we'll have some, you know, a little bit of good news there when the final state money comes in, was it December? I can't remember, whenever that's, the rest of it comes in. And on the expense side, we tried to be as accurate as possible on that, so we tried to build a little bit of cushion in that way. So in Newcastle County, the only district that had local per pupil revenue go down was Colonial. We established a $50,000 donation line, which you'll see in the on the revenue side. just wanted to comment that on the expenses, where it has other expenses of $542,000, that is inclusive of the renovations that we're doing and are going to be doing this year. A lot of it was done over the summer. There's $250,000 in there for renovations. There's a list that Courtney's going to be sharing with us in a bit of what renovations got done over the summer. There's already been expenditures out of that line of $130,000 and another $27,000 encumbered, and a bunch of invoices haven't even come in yet. So for the budget, we're recommending that the board adopt as a preliminary budget for this year. It'll be subject to change for a couple of things. It'll be subject for change for the final unit count, and we won't really see the results of that until the state gives us our true-up money later in the year. And it's also going to be subject to any changes that we determine and we have to make reallocating things to cover any shortfalls. But it's too early to have that information. So we're projecting about $7.6 million in revenue at this point, and we've received 4.3 of that. And for expenditures, we're projecting $6.9 million. And we've spent just over $1 million these first 2 months. So going to sort of the monthly narrative, I think we learned just today that the state has adjusted its transportation funds, and we got a $60,000 bump there that we weren't expecting, so that's good news. We're projecting a surplus. It's early in the year, but we're projecting a year-end surplus of about $730,000 in cash surplus. As far as other activity so far this month, we've got a small amount of interest on our state and local funds. We've got some prepaid cafeteria receipts, small donations. So really that's about it, unless somebody has questions. Well, then I would ask that the board adopt for approval the first line in the web report here as our preliminary budget for this year, which will become final. I think last year what we come final in like March or April. It doesn't happen until really late in the year, but this is the roadmap for this year. Expecting expenditures of $6.9 million.
So the finance team has reviewed any changes from budget last year to this year, and any of the changes have been accounted for by planned growth. So there aren't any crazy jumps that are not, you know, more staff because of the number, directly related to the number of kids, or bus increase due to the number of bus. Like, it's a direct correlation. The trajectory is right there. So any of the changes in any of the line items are planned growth line items. The other piece that I'll state is that Zeke stated that we kind of have shifted our the way that we're approaching the budgets this year a little bit differently. So in the past, we've been extremely conservative in creating our budgets. We continue to be conservative, but in a little bit of a different way. Now that we have 3 years of history, we're creating a much more accurate budget and budgeting things more at 100%. But also, with some of that, there are some built-in places where we're being conservative to account for anything. So, for example, we haven't accounted yet. We're still using last year's teachers' salaries coming in from the state. So they all get a bump because they've worked another year. So we're still keeping it conservative by using some of last year's numbers like that. But all of our revenue numbers are closer to 100% than they've ever been, which is different than how we've budgeted before. But like I said, now that we have 3 years of history, we can be more accurate in our budgeting. And we're also doing a lot more budget planning right now as we go through the process of the renewal. So having accurate numbers is very important to us as we plan that renewal piece. And there's still conservative numbers, and there will still be additional savings pending everything going the way it always has. Just to be clear kind of on how the numbers are shifting and what that meant.
Okay. So just one question. Are the capital expenditures built in here? Am I missing them, or is that just dealt with totally separately?
Right. So right now they'll be dependent on the amount of capital funds that are raised. So
okay.
Any renovations will be done based on the amount of money that's raised beyond a certain point. Right. So
okay.
There's, I believe it's $100,000 that's built in each year as a renovation line item. And if we choose to want more that goes beyond that, then either we make do with what we have or we raise it.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, no, because I know what our goals are. I just didn't know if that was built in here in a specific way. Okay.
Any other discussion? The vote is on the floor then for us to accept the preliminary budget. I hear a motion.
Moved.
Seconded.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion is carried to accept the preliminary budget. And then we need a motion, Zeke, to accept the monthly report.
So moved.
Okay. Second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is accepted. Thank you very much. Nice work. Nice
yeah,
work
thanks,
for our
thanks.
Finance committee. This is really hard work and important, especially this year. Governance sent their minutes, and so I guess you're just stating that we resumed the board meeting evaluations. We don't need to vote on that because I think we agreed to do that quarterly last year.
Right.
And I'm not sure we have. So whenever you're ready,
okay, so
we can do that.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other ask you have is that committees revise their responsibilities.
Updating the roles and responsibilities
okay.
of each committee, yes.
All right, and then send it electronically to the secretary.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, actually, happened as part of the strategic planning process.
Part of the retreat.
Yeah.
Correct, so it should pretty much be done.
That wasn't scheduled at the time.
Gotcha. All right, so we're good. We don't have a development report. And so we'll go right to Courtney. You want to talk about the renewal?
Yeah, so I have an updated timeline that I'm going to send around. Let me just over to the last one. Just talk through a little bit and make sure that people have some of these dates on their radar. So the renewals due at the end of the month. It is in its final stages. It will be ready to go by then. The first item that comes up is that October 17th, that date was changed, so the highlighted ones have changed. So that is a public hearing. Right, so that's the first public hearing where we will definitely need to have a board presence. I would hope to have a board presence.
It's changed to October 17th
yes,
from another date. Oh,
yes.
Okay. And that's in Newcastle County, am I correct?
That's right here.
Oh,
yes.
Here.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. And we would also hope to have some parent support there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to start thinking about that piece.
That's a Tuesday.
And to just talk through the strategically how we want to get that message out to parents. It has not been one that has been put out, so I wanted to find out if the board had any thoughts on how they want me to put that information out. And then the first CSAC meeting is October 24th, so CSAC Charter School Accountability Committee is where they will give their first round of responses to our renewal application, right? So their team will come together and we will bring a panel. Again, we'll want to make sure that we have representation there. Thinking through the different areas of this, making sure that we can speak to the finance piece and having somebody from our finance team there. Karen will be at all of these with us as well, making sure that, like I said, we have all of the representation that we need in Dover on those days. We'll get a report at the end of October with any issues that we need to address, and we'll respond to those. We have 2 weeks to respond to those, and then there'll be another meeting. Then they'll do their final report, and then there is a final public hearing before the state board meets. So the big ones right now are the public hearing and the initial CSAC meeting, which will be important. And then depending on how much feedback we get in our responses, it will depend on how much of a presence we need for the next pieces after that.
Who do we have to represent finance on October 24th? Since it's in the middle of the work day.
Yeah, I mean, Karen and I will be there.
Karen will be there, yeah.
But certainly, you know, I don't know if you or Dwayne would be available. It would be a great asset to have one to be there, I think.
Just check out.
Does that one need parental representation as well? Court or mostly the public?
That one
hearings?
Is, so that's yeah. The one where we're going to sit at the table with them.
Yeah.
So we don't need extra parents. People there.
The CSAC will definitely need.
Yeah. I mean, that's the one where we sit at the table with them. And they
we had parents in the audience, I think, when we did the expansion, so I didn't know if that was necessary again or not.
Not that I can think of.
Okay.
I'm hoping that one of our board chairs will be there. I think that's important for one of you to be there.
So you need to be there on October 17th?
The 17th. I think that if we have board members to speak on our behalf, it would be fabulous.
Okay. If I may, I believe that in the past, when we have a message from the board, we've been able to send it through the CCs. Mm-hmm. So if that's an avenue you'd like to travel again, it should. We're very close to being up and running. So.
Okay. So we'll just let you know. And that one's right up here, so they can pop down, whoever's interested.
I'm sorry, so do you want everyone on the 17th, or are there specific representation that you want from certain committees? Or? Or anyone that is available, is that the
yes.
Okay, I didn't, sorry. Okay, yeah, that's fine.
And the way that it works is literally you have 3 minutes, you get up, there's no you read what you have to say, and you sit back down, and they record it, and it becomes part of the documents that are the minutes that the CSAC reviews. So my understanding is that, you know, it can't hurt us to have people speak on our behalf. We don't have to overkill it.
Yeah. Well, that was my question, whether, you know, you wanted to have a certain X number and not, you know.
I mean, I think strategically, if a couple of you know that you're coming and you talk ahead of time so you're not all saying the same thing, that's always a lovely piece. But you speak what you'd like to speak, and if you're available that night, I think as board members and parents, it's a fabulous one we ought to be present at.
And we probably are not the only school that will be there. So.
Yeah, I'm not sure that night.
I'm not sure either how many, but it is an evening that if other charters are going for renewal, they will also be present.
Yeah. So, just like I said, I wanted to get all those dates on your radar, and then we'll know by 4 days before Christmas.
So exciting.
Yes. So the other piece that I'm supposed to talk about is the annual report.
Let me just speak to one thing, and that is for all of you that are in on this and doing this, please know that this is how we began. This is the exact process that we went through. 5-6 years ago, so it took as much work and as much energy as we're putting into this renewal. So if you're new to it, it's kind of neat to see the process and see how it works, so you know how we got born.
But it's basically our application for the next 5 years.
That's right.
It's us applying to have a charter for 5 more years.
For 5 more years.
And for them to grant that. So it is a very serious piece. Our feedback has been really positive. I mean, there's our state reports are all very positive. So as long as we put our ducks in a row, I can see no reason that this wouldn't be.
But to attend is really to see the process, which I think is really, if you haven't had the opportunity before, which some of us have, it's just really good to see the process in place, don't you think, Courtney?
It's a little intense. But
a little intense, yes.
And didn't, when we did this for the modification, I remember they had a sign-in sheet there that even if you didn't go up and speak on behalf of the school, they recorded that you were there.
Yes.
So that the annual report then is due early this year because we're renewing. So I have copies of the annual report that's getting submitted for everybody as well. So the annual report captures our how we've done organizationally, academically, and financially. It is a summary of the year, basically, and a synopsis of what we've done. Again, I think it's an important piece that you guys see and know, and as board members, that you have an understanding of kind of where we are and what we do and all that good stuff. So that is finished and ready to be submitted. Never a dull moment, right?
It's an amazing amount of work.
Yeah.
And opening school at the same time, keep in mind. That it all comes to in September. They could pick a different date.
Yeah. So the other thing I wanted to make sure Zeke asked me to bring this morning was the list of renovations that we went through. So I have, and some of you got this as parents, but the list of renovations is also on the second line. So you can see that other big projects that have been completed this year as well, just to make sure that you guys know all those building and facilities pieces that have been an undertaking. So that you have all of that too. So I just want to make sure that everybody had a copy of that as well. Anything else?
And here we go.
Since you're handing this out, may I just make one comment? Wednesday, 10:18, because Courtney has handed you the calendar of events as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a great event at FSMA to celebrate volunteerism.
Okay.
And the community of FSMA. So if anybody is available and around, it would be a great one for you to get a glimpse at kind of what happens here operationally and eventually, things of that nature, and also to see the community as a whole, either as a board member or a parent, however you'd like to attend that evening. But it's going to be a lovely one. And start some new traditions here at FSMA as well to bring fellowship and community to the forefront. So come on out and have a good evening.
I just see here vocabulary parade.
Oh, yes. Feel good, event of the year.
I'm your word.
Oh, they're awesome. People come out of the buildings because, you know, we're rocking in the streets and people come and stop and watch from that aren't even involved. So I know a bunch of people from Richards Layton asked me, I was like, when's that happening again? That was so fun.
Well, the cool part is you're seeing kids.
Yeah,
you know,
oh, everyone loves to see the kids. But it's different. You know, you have a million Halloween parades. And this is something very different and very... very Montessori in the way it's done, too.
Are we allowed to bring video to the hearings, or is that
why not?
We're t-shirts.
They have requested a video as part of our renewal process as an optional item, and I can tell you that it's not one that's happening.
Unless.
If we have video of them...
They don't want that. Well, they want
a professional one.
They want a video of the school in action to get a sense of what that is.
And no 1 minute YouTube clip.
So we're probably going to put together slides of pictures.
Yeah.
You have, but I mean, there are so many beautiful ones that have been created. I wonder if we can display some. You know what I mean? Would that work? Can we talk about it offline?
Yeah.
and how.
I'm just thinking of
some. No, I hear you. I understand.
We'll take the one with the mayor.
Well, that's what, you know, I guess we can't use that one.
We can talk about it offline, but there.
Yep, we'll find somebody.
Like I said, it's a suggestion, not a requirement.
Okay.
Yeah, let's get through what we need to. Let's do the have to. We'll do the needs, and then the wants come up. All right, so lots going on here, Courtney. Do you want to share anything else? We certainly need to participate, so take your choice about how and what. Those of you with children here, I know that you probably participate with as many as you can. And those of us without children, we'll pick and choose and come and join the fun. Yeah, so that works. Okay. Any questions, comments? And I would like to thank any board members that have helped with renewal and gathering information. Courtney, to write up. It's an overwhelming job for her. So however we could have been a help or can continue to be a help, I think is great. So I want to say thank you to all of you for your cooperation around that. This is exciting and important. So no questions for Courtney. We'll move on to old business. If anybody has any. New business. I didn't have any new business.
I have new business. I'm sorry. I handed out earlier, and I love the opportunity, excuse me. What some of you might have done this, but we're trying to get a copy, so please bear with us, is the board disclosure agreement. If you can fill this out, this basically we do need to have this on file and submit it to.
I think we're just going to have it on file. It's more like the conflict of interest form, so if we can just complete it. And yeah.
We have
it
upstairs,
store.
Too. I mean, we have a.
This year?
No. We have a binder. Yeah, we have a binder. With
so
a
board binder upstairs?
With this. At least for
but
the original board members.
They probably have to be done every couple of years or every year, so I don't think it's a bad idea to have everybody do it again.
All right, you want this electronically or
right now? Just fill it out.
Oh, you want
to do it old school.
She wants to know she's file getting it.
I'm up to date. So if you can just fill it out and just hand it in, I don't want to take up the meeting. Still progress on, but
okay.
You,
so
fill
before
this out
we leave tonight.
Hand it over.
We will do that. There is no one here for public comment. So with that being said, yes.
I just want to double check and make sure everyone received the talking points.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
They sent out.
Thank you. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Zeke?
I think I got them.
Okay. Let me know.
Back and look.
Thank
Zeke's
you.
Been busy today.
Yes.
Any word on the due process training?
No, I've checked the website and there's just nothing there. So the finance, all of you have not done the finance. It needs to be done 3 months, within 3 months of you joining the board. So that is a webinar, am I correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So
October 24th.
I sent you all the dates.
My question on that is, do I directly respond to the person
yes.
at the bottom? I don't. It's not like through
no.
you, Courtney.
You
I can just
up.
Send it. Yeah, I just didn't. I didn't want to, as a process, do it the wrong way. So I can email that person directly and say I will
yes.
be attending. Okay.
Yes. Thank you. When it's completed, let us know.
Because I will say, with the finance training, they should send a certificate. Actually,
yes.
I
yes.
And
did
if you,
I never received one.
I actually had to email them later on because I needed my certificate.
Okay.
Yeah. So they do send a certificate, and if you, Courtney, is that something you want to keep on file here?
No. I don't know if we need to do that. DOE sent me a list of what they have for everybody. They can
okay.
go to their system, and I have...
Okay. They did... Yeah, I requested... This was a long time ago, so you, don't worry, I didn't bother them.
Yeah, no. I believe that I can verify who they have for, and then I don't... Then you don't have to...
And we need your background check. Have you done that? Have you sent it in?
I haven't. I'll do that
you
this
do
week.
That, please?
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then that will complete everybody's background check,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, I actually have the updated
yeah.
form. Just this is the requirements as a board member, what you required. And you'll notice there are some new columns that were added after I sent it. Like I said, it has the start date, end date, but I did update it for what I have with the actual date, and I'm going to pass around so you can see. One thing I want to point out, if you notice, because it's a new year, the additional requirements that we agree to as a board, such as attending information sessions, the financial contribution, it restarted, essentially. You have to the end of June, but keep that in mind, particularly with the information sessions, because those are typically, I believe, like November to January.
Right.
So keep that in mind as you're going through the year. And pretty much that's what I have dated with so far. I can pass around if you want to just see if everything you have has been marked off, but other than the requirements that kind of
everybody
stay.
Got a copy of it.
Yep. Yeah. And you have the annual contribution on there as well, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
Well, it's blank again, so.
All right, but I just want to make sure that it's on there so that we need to know, because it's really important that we have 100% participation. That's just crucial. So just want to make sure it's there.
And so if the financial contribution, just email me saying I made it. You don't have to tell me.
And is there a specific person we should be addressing? Should it be addressed to you or
just
a finance
person?
Just to you. Okay.
Yeah. So finance training, everybody is accounted for except for Mila, who signed up for the 24th. Gina is signed up on the 24th to do it again because she did hers before we opened way back when, and so there wasn't documentation of it, but they're accepting that right now, but she's also going to do it again, so there is a record of it. And Aubrey and Janine. Yep. Everybody else has
done the finance.
Mm-hmm. It's all checked off. The governance training, again, all of the people who have been here, due process doesn't show up on this one.
Okay.
It's only finance and governance. Governance shows up for everybody except for Mila, Aubrey, and Janine, because that's since they've been on. But we might want to begin to start to put it on our radar because it's every 3 years.
3 years.
And this spring will be 3 years, so at some point this year we want to consider it.
So as soon as we get the emails, we'll send them out.
But we don't have a date yet for when that is?
No, we should do it this spring. This would be 3 years.
Yeah.
But that's the first opportunity then to do it.
Got it. And that will be something that we do as a board.
Okay.
It won't be a training.
Training.
It'll
individual.
Be a,
okay.
On site, we'll bring somebody in and do board training for us. So those are all there.
So I guess that, I'm sorry.
That's okay. The only other thing that I am waiting on around kind of that piece is term begin and end dates. Shonda, right?
Oh, I forwarded to you, didn't I? If not, I have it here. I forwarded to you, yes.
Is it right there?
Yeah, the only one I don't have is you, because you're here forever. So, but it's right there, and I can forward the copy. I'm sorry, I thought I could forward that to you.
I thought we'd use 2013 as our start date.
That's fine. I can just enter those right in then.
Because that's when we actually got
my okay, I'll give my back.
Thank you. Sorry, that was the last thing that I needed on that one.
All right, so that's good. This document, Shonda, sounds like it needs to be completed by a new school. Like, indicate whether you know other board members for the proposed school. Well, yeah.
I'm like, yeah, don't write up.
Is it the original one?
Yeah.
It is the original one.
It is definitely, like, difficult to answer these questions.
Okay. You want to go through this and make the adaptions?
So governance can create then, let's table this, and governance can create a revised document and get it to everybody.
Yeah. So this disclosure form is tabled until further notice. Okay.
Because the disclosure form is antiquated.
The board training column in the responsibilities document, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think the board training was part. Was that covered in our retreat last year? I know we had discussion around that.
I had a question about that, whether our strategic planning was considered board training.
We meet that requirement. I just wasn't sure. I know we had talked about it.
I wasn't sure
whether it was,
either, but
so I just
definitely.
Want to go with the final termination.
Because
of seven, I imagine most of the folks.
Certainly here. A lot of what we did.
The orientation was basically.
It was. I think while there are things that we could count it for, I think the intent is that we bring in someone who does a formal board training every 3 years, and it would be a good piece for us to do anyway. I think we're lucky to have people on site that can facilitate that. But I think every 3 years, bringing someone in to do a formal training would be best case scenario.
Well, especially in the spring with transition happening, it would be excellent.
Falls under best practices.
Yeah, it's excellent.
Right. So I think right now we're meeting all of our requirements because it
within 3 years, so we're okay.
Okay,
that would be my...
Put it on the radar.
Well, that's exactly why I'm asking, because it's...
Yeah.
If that's for one, clarity purposes, and then two, so that we can maybe indicate, you know, for purposes of tracking what the intent is, as opposed to it just being blank.
Exactly, and I think that whoever we ask to come in and hire to come in, we need to be clear on what our needs are at that point, mm-hmm. in terms of governance training. So we can take a look at that. Executive committee can do that. Okay, any other comments, conversation, discussion?
The two board BOD leads, is that different from the leads we developed last year for development? For this year it's for board members? Or is it, or are we doing this again? Are we doing it for development purposes again this year?
It's from my understanding, it's the same idea every year.
Just new people.
Kind of like the ask of
new
10
names.
People.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And hopefully come to fruition.
Yeah.
All right, so it's to get new people on board, it's not for development.
Mm-hmm. No,
it's
the other way around.
Oh, it is?
Yeah, it's
it
for
is.
Development,
it's
not
for development,
board
not
members.
For the board.
So those leads are two leads, and correct me if I'm wrong, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
But those leads are around... contributions
right.
to the school,
okay.
whether it be financial, relational, relationship, or otherwise, right?
Yeah.
But leads for
mm-hmm.
development committee, not necessarily
it's
for...
It's strengthening our community diversity.
Yes.
When I was working
right. Thank
in
you.
Various facets. Yeah, thanks, you guys.
Thank you for clarifying that. Mm-hmm. Any other discussion? Everybody's good? The next board meeting date is, are we back to normal?
For October,
yeah,
right?
So it will be the fourth Thursday in October.
26th,
and it will be at 6 p.m. So those of you had a hard time getting here at 7.
It's the what of October, did you just say? 26th.
It was more than we had till 7, or at least for me.
I was like, oh, I'm at work, like, oh, chill.
Yeah.
Do we have the hybrid meeting, the November-December meeting set?
Yes. And that was in the minutes for last Wednesday's check. I think I just did all my final meetings. Yes, they're set. So they were in June's minutes.
Okay.
Okay.
That will be branches, just so everybody
knows. That will be branches.
Okay. I'll send the date to, and just to clarify.
Thank you.
The November, December date, just to clarify before sending it out to everybody.
With that being said, may I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
I second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Adjourned at 7:55. Thanks.